This is the Sakar Merli of the 25th of October, 2024. Essence, sweet children, by receiving one glance from the Father, human beings of the whole world can go beyond. This is why it is said that a soul goes beyond with a glance. Question. Why should drums of happiness beat in the hearts of you children? Answer. Because you know that Baba has come to take you all back with him. We are now to return home with our Father. After the cries of distress, there will be cries of victory. By receiving one glance from the Father, the whole world will receive the inheritance of liberation and liberation in life. The whole world will go beyond. Om Shanti. Spiritual Shiv Baba sits here and explains to his spiritual children, you know that there is a third eye. The Father knows that he has come to give the souls of the whole world the inheritance. There is only the remembrance of the inheritance in the Father's heart. In the heart of a physical father too, there is remembrance of the inheritance. He remembers that he will give an inheritance to his children. If he does not have a son, he is not sure as to whom he should give it to. He then adopts a child. The Father is sitting here and his vision is drawn to the souls of the whole world. He knows that he has to give the inheritance to everyone. Although he is sitting here, his vision is on the whole world and on all the human beings of the world, because he has to take the whole world beyond. The Father explains that this is the most auspicious confluence age. You know that the Father has come to take you all back to the land of peace and the land of happiness. Everyone will go beyond. Cycle after cycle, according to the drama plan, they will go beyond. The Father remembers all the children. His vision is drawn to everyone, but not everyone studies. According to the drama plan, everyone has to return home because the play is about to end. As they go a little further, they themselves will understand that destruction is now to take place. The new world has now to be established, because, after all, souls are sentient beings, and it will therefore enter their intellects that the Father has come. Paradise will be established, and we will return to the land of peace. Everyone else will receive liberation, but you will receive liberation in life. Baba has now come, and we will go to heaven. There will be cries of victory. At the moment, there are a lot of cries of distress. In some places there is famine. In other places there is war. And in other places there are earthquakes. Thousands of people continue to die. Death has to take place. These things will not happen in the Golden Age. The Father knows that he will now go and that there will be cries of victory over the whole world. I will only go to Bharat. Bharat will be like a village within this whole world. For Baba, it is like a village. There will be very few human beings. In the Golden Age, it is as though the whole world is like a small village. Now there is a lot of expansion. The father has everything in his intellects, and he is now explaining to you children through this body. Your efforts now are the same as they have been every cycle. The father is the seed of the Kalpa tree. This is the corporeal tree, and up above is the incorporeal tree. You know how this has been created. No other human beings have this understanding. Just look at the difference between sensible ones and senseless ones. Sensible ones used to rule the kingdom of heaven. That is called the land of truth, heaven. You children should now experience a great deal of internal happiness. Baba has come, and this old world is definitely going to change. However, what effort you make, you achieve status accordingly. The Father is teaching everyone. Your school will continue to expand. There will be many. Not everyone can have the same school. Where could they all live? You children remember that you are now going to the land of happiness. When someone goes abroad, he lives there for 8 to 10 years and then returns to Bharat. Bharat is poor. Those from abroad would not be happy here. In fact, you children are not happy here either. You know that you are studying a very elevated study through which you become deities, the masters of heaven. There will be so much happiness there. Everyone remembers that happiness. You would not remember this village, the Iron Age, because there is limitless sorrow here. Today in this kingdom of Ravan, this impure world, there is limitless sorrow. Whereas in tomorrow's world, there will be limitless happiness. We are establishing a world of limitless happiness with the power of yoga. This is Raj Yoga. The Father himself says, I make you into the kings of kings, and so remember the teacher who makes you become that. You cannot become a barrister or an engineer without a teacher. This is a new aspect. Souls have to have yoga with the Father, the Supreme Soul, the one from whom you have been separated for a long time. How long has it been? The Father himself explains this. Human beings say that the duration of this world is hundreds of thousands of years. The Father says no. Those of you who were the first to become separated come here to meet the Father again after 5,000 years. You are the ones who have to make effort. Baba does not give you, sweetest children, any difficulty. He simply says, consider yourselves to be souls. You are human beings. Souls are imperishable and bodies are perishable. A soul sheds a body and takes another. It is a wonder how a soul never becomes old. The one who teaches is wonderful, and this study is also wonderful. However, no one remembers this. Everyone forgets. Does anyone remember what he studied in his previous birth? You study in this birth and you receive the result in the new world. Only you children know this. you should remember that this is now the most auspicious confluence age. You are to go to the new world. If you remember this, you will also remember the Father. The Father shows you many ways to remember him. He is the Father, the teacher, and the Satguru. Remember him in all three forms. He gives you many methods to have remembrance, but Maya makes you forget. The Father establishes the new world, and it is the Father who tells you to remember that this is the most auspicious confluence age. And yet you are still not able to have remembrance. He shows you many methods to have remembrance, and together with that, he says that Maya is very powerful. She repeatedly makes you forget and makes you body conscious. Therefore, to whatever extent possible, continue to remember him. As you walk, sit, and move around, instead of considering yourselves to be bodies, consider yourselves to be souls. This requires effort, whereas this knowledge is very easy. All of you children say that you are unable to stay in remembrance. You try to remember the Father, and Maya pulls you to herself. There is a play created about this. Although you understand that your intellect should be in yoga with the Father and with the subject of this study, you still forget. However, you should not forget. In fact, there is no need for these pictures, but you do need something in front of you at the time of teaching. Many pictures continue to be made. Just look at the plan of the Pandav government. That government too has plans. You understand that there was just Bharat in the new world and that it was very small. The whole of Bharat was the master of the world. Everything was new. There is only one world, and the actors are also the same. The cycle continues to turn. You can count how many seconds, how many hours, how many days and years have passed by as the cycle continues to turn. While you have been saying today, tomorrow, 5,000 years have passed by. All the scenes and sceneries and games continue to take place. It is such a huge, unlimited tree. You cannot count the leaves of a tree. This is a tree, and its foundation is the deity religion. And then the three main tubes, religions, emerge. However, there are countless leaves on a tree. No one has the power to count them. At this time, the tree of all the religions has reached the end of expansion. This is an unlimited huge tree. Later, none of those religions will exist. The whole tree is now standing, but the foundation no longer exists. The example of the banyan tree is absolutely accurate. This is the only wonderful tree. The Father uses this example to explain the drama. It is a matter of understanding how the foundation does not exist. The Father has made you so sensible. There is now no foundation of the deity religion, but there are some signs of it. They are like a pinch of salt in a sack full of flour. Everything has disappeared. Only those signs remain. Therefore, all of this knowledge has to enter the intellects of you children. There is this knowledge in the Father's intellect too. He gives all of you knowledge and makes you equal to himself. The Father is the seed, and this is the inverted tree. This is an unlimited huge drama. Your intellects have now been drawn up above. You have come to know the Father and the creation. Although these things are mentioned in the scriptures, the rishis and munis do not know them. If even one person knew this, it could exist eternally. Then there would be no need for it, since salvation would have taken place. No one is able to return home in between. All the actors will continue to be here until the play is over, and for as long as the Father is here. Then, when that place, the soul world, is completely empty, the procession of Shiv Baba will return home. No one will go and sit there before that. Therefore, the Father sits here and gives you the whole of this knowledge. He explains how the cycle of the world repeats. There is the Golden Age, the Silver Age, the Copper Age, and the Iron Age. And then there is the confluence. This has been remembered, but no one knows when the confluence age existed. You children have understood that there are four ages, and that this is a leap age. This is called a midget. Sri Krishna has also been shown as a midget. So this is knowledge. Just look what they have made on the path of devotion by changing and manipulating it. The whole thread of knowledge is totally tangled. Only the one Father can explain to them. People go abroad to teach ancient Raj Yoga. This is in fact that yoga. Ancient means the very first. The Father has come to teach easy Raj Yoga. So much attention has to be paid. You pay attention to heaven being established. The soul remembers this. The Father says, I will come again and give you the same knowledge that I give you now. This is new knowledge for the new world. By keeping this knowledge in your intellects, you will experience a great deal of happiness. Very little time now remains. You now have to return home. On the one hand, there is happiness, and on the other, there is also the feeling that we will not see such a sweet Baba again until the next cycle. Only the Father gives you children so much happiness. He comes to take you to the land of peace and the land of happiness. If you remember the land of peace and the land of happiness, you will also be able to remember the Father. Forget this land of sorrow. The unlimited Father tells you unlimited things. When your attachment to the old world is removed, you will have happiness. And then, in return, you will go to the land of happiness. You will continue to become Satapratan. Those who have become this every cycle will do so again. They will experience happiness, and they will then leave their old bodies. They will then go to the Satapratan world and adopt new bodies. This knowledge will then have finished. These things are very easy. At the time of going to sleep at night, churn these things, and there will be the great happiness that this is what you are becoming. Examine yourselves to see if you performed any devilish acts throughout the day. Did the five vices cause you any distress? Was there any greed? You have to keep checking yourselves. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. And we spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. With the power of yoga, establish the world of limitless happiness. Forget this old world of sorrow. Let there be the happiness that you are becoming the masters of the land of truth. 2. Check yourself every day. Did any vice cause any distress throughout the day? Did I perform any devilish acts? Did I come under the influence of greed? 3. Blessing. May you claim the blessing of receiving the most elevated wealth from the bestower of blessings and be filled with wealth. If someone just has physical wealth, he cannot remain content all the time. If, together with physical wealth, he does not have the wealth of all virtues, the wealth of all powers, and the most elevated wealth of this knowledge, he cannot then remain constantly content. All of you have all of these elevated types of wealth. People of the world consider those who simply have physical wealth to be wealthy. But all of you children have received the blessing from the Father, the bestower of blessings, of being the wealthiest. Slogan. With true spiritual endeavour, transform high, high sounds of distress into wah, wah. Om Shanti.